Our theme this morning is God will provide a way. Out of nothing, God created all that we see around us, because God provides a way. When Abraham and Sarah were childless, God enabled them to conceive in their old age, because God provides a way. When famine threatened Jacob's family, and they were on the brink of starvation, God had already put his son Joseph in charge of the granaries of Egypt, because God provides a way. When the people of Israel were chased by the army of Egypt, when they were hemmed in by the Red Sea, God parted the sea and made a path for them to cross safely, because God provides a way. When they were crossing the wilderness hungry and thirsty, God gave manna from heaven and water from a rock, because God provides a way. God provided a way for Rahab, for Gideon, for Hannah. When a giant stood before the army of Israel, causing them to tremble with fear, David took up 5 small stones and defeated the giant, because God provides a way. When Daniel was locked in the lion's den, when his friends were thrown into a fiery furnace, they came out unscathed, because God provides a way. When the people of Israel were held captive in Babylon, a foreign nation set them free, because God provides a way. When the walls of Jerusalem lay in ruins, Ezra and Nehemiah came to inspire the people of the city to rebuild, because God provides a way. When the world was lost in darkest sin, Jesus, the light of the world, came to save us, because God provides a way. To the Christians in Corinth, Paul wrote, "We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." Paul had this confidence because he knew God provides a way. How then should we look at our situation in these days of COVID-19? We cannot meet in person as we would like, but then there is Zoom, because God provides a way. Our redemptive family has a long history, from biblical times to modern times, knowing in faith God will provide a way. God's children know they can look to God and call to God in prayer, because we know, as one modern song puts it, God is waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Our church finances are tight. Our rebuilding program seems slow. We cannot gather in our buildings to progress our mission as we would like. Is our glass half empty? No, our cup runs over. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, poured into our lap, because God provides a way. As a redemptive family, we need to be realistic. But knowing who our Heavenly Father is, we cannot be pessimistic, because we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose, because God provides a way. With our brothers and sisters throughout history, we find ourselves proclaiming, "This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. and my God will fully satisfy every need of yours according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. God gives us reason to lift our vision. And for this reason, we take note of the psalmist who remembered in faith the chastening and chastened himself, saying, "Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Savior and my God." And rather than being downcast or disturbed, looking at our feet, we respond, "I lift my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth." In so many Bible stories, we see that the future looked hopeless, the odds stacked against them. There was no answer to be found, but God provided a way. At times we can be like Elisha's servant, seeing the problem, but unable to see how God is at work. In that story, we read of this servant. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh, my Lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Oh, my Lord, what shall we do?" I wonder how many times Christians through generations have asked God such a question when they have felt shocked or cornered. The answer came, "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "O Lord, open his eyes so he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. Because God provides a way. As I sat at home on Thursday morning, I sensed God telling me to set aside the sermon I was preparing on being a family that grows, and simply to remind us, to remind you, to remind myself, God will provide a way. We're living through uncertain days, more worldwide uncertainty than I have ever known. So much upheaval, concerns for our children at school, concerns for our elderly in retirement villages, concerns for jobs, uncertainty about income. In all of this, look to God, because God will provide a way. Amen.